Welcome, Dumbheads, to MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. In this season, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Heroes Unlimited to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is Heroes Unlimited Revised 2nd Edition, the second printing from December 1998. Today we're discussing page 242 of Heroes Unlimited, and today we're on to another alter physical structure power, like alter physical structure colon electricity from yesterday. Today it's alter physical structure colon fire, which we'll be talking about for a couple of days. This is a classic superpower. So many great flame-based superheroes throughout comic book history. Being able to turn into a being of living flame and possibly fly and throw little fireballs that never seem to really set anything on fire. It's been done so many times. I mean, the names immediately come to mind, like the Human Torch, the other Human Torch, you know, Toro, the Human Torch's sidekick, list goes on and on, Ultimate Human Torch. But the classic problem that's always arising with fire powers in comic books is that fire is a particularly dangerous and grisly way of attacking another human being. And that's not typically what we want out of comic books. You don't expect to open the pages of Fantastic Four and see the Human Torch, to name just one example at random, burning someone alive. Wouldn't happen. But that's really all his powers do. All he does is fire. So you have to think of all kinds of clever, you know, other ways for him to use his powers. There's the aforementioned fireball, which by widely accepted comic book consensus, it's more or less like punching someone with fire. And to its credit, Heroes Unlimited gets that right. It says here, quote, fireball. The super being can create and hurl a ball of flame that dissipates upon impact. And it does 3d6 plus 1d6 per level of experience. And you can regulate the damage in increments of 1d6, unlike the electricity blasts we talked about yesterday. So while you can roll all your d6s and horribly burn someone alive, because this is Heroes Unlimited, there is no comics code to protect you from the deserts of your life of crime in Heroes Unlimited. You can also, if you want, throw just like a 1d6 fireball. Just a very mild, gentle, fist-sized ball of flame that just gently lets criminals know you disapprove. It's like spraying a cat in the face with a water bottle, except the fire version. I don't object to too much on this page. There are bigger problems with alter physical structure fire, which we'll get to tomorrow. But if I could pick out one little quirk of this power and the way that Heroes Unlimited chose to represent it, it's that for this very destructive superpower, they actually did bother to give you one utility power that is not about burning people. You know, you get your fireball, you get your fire bolt, you get breathe fire, which is shorter range and lower damage. I guess just if you're a Dalsim fan, going for style points while you burn people alive. And of course, we'll talk tomorrow about the supernova, the ultimate expression of your flaming power. There's even the circle of flame. This is a classic from the comic books. Beloved flame characters like, oh, the Human Torch would often use it to encircle their foes. So instead of burning them, it just sort of closes them in. Only in Heroes Unlimited, it does not just close them in, but has the added effect of literally roasting them alive. The temperature inside just continues to rise. At 140 degrees, it causes shortness of breath and eventually knocks people out. And it just gets hotter and hotter from there, all the way up to 700 plus degrees, which, quote, creates unbearable pain, causes 66 points of damage every melee round, and breathing is impossible. And if the damage doesn't kill the people inside the Ring of Fire at that point, they'll suffocate within about 90 seconds. So unlike in the comic books, the Circle of Fire is not so much a way to trap people humanely, but a way to slow roast them, a way to kill them barbecue style. In fact, if you want to, you can even throw some criminals on the Barbie and then go do other things, because you can maintain the Circle of Fire by sacrificing 2 attacks per melee for concentration. So, you know, you're devoting that little bit of attention to making sure that circle is still there cooking people. And then with the rest of your actions, you can throw more fireballs or do your yoga flame or whatever. So that's very generous. You can have criminals in the oven while you're fighting other criminals. All of these, very deadly, very horrible if you imagine them too graphically. But then there's one nice power here. Radiate heat. Quote, the character can act as a portable furnace to generate heat. The heat either radiates around him or around one particular area in which he has fixed his gaze. This power is typically used to warm an area from cold and dampness, or to make an area uncomfortably hot and distracting. So there's a little aggression in here. I mean, you might use this offensively to make your foes uncomfortable, but why? You've got the Circle of Fire for that. Typically, you're going to use this to make an area comfortable if it's cold. You know, if you go on a skiing trip with the rest of the super team and you do your skiing and you come off the slopes and you all just want to, you know, relax, maybe sit on some big overstuffed couches, play some foosball or whatever, have some hot chocolate, you can just radiate some nice gentle heat, be kind of like a living fireplace, make everybody feel nice and cozy. But I warn you, giving your friends a cozy feeling will be the hardest fucking thing you've ever done. These other powers, throwing a fireball, one action. Breathing fire, one action. Maintaining a circle of fire that can cook a human being alive with a radius of 20 feet. I mean, not to mention the towering wall of flame all around it. Takes two actions per melee round. And you can kill other people with fire while you're working on that. Radiate heat not only takes two attacks per melee of concentration, it forbids you from using any other attack during the heat radiation. It takes all of your attention. And it has like a 15-foot radius at level one, but it's most effective within a 12-foot radius. So if you want to make your friends cozy, you got to stand like right in the middle of them, and then they get to play foosball, but you just got to stand there with like sweat dripping down your brow. They're like, dude, do you want to get in here? You want to play some foosball? No, I have to focus. I have to focus on maintaining a comfortable temperature of 75 degrees. I don't know why it's so hard. I mean, honestly, you would be better off if your friends don't mind it pretty warm, like 90 degrees. That would feel good coming off the slopes. You would be better off just surrounding them in a ring of fire. Then at least you could play foosball too and enjoy some hot chocolate instead of just standing there with grim determination to keep people warm. I don't know why the one nice power is the very hardest one for you. And I don't really see a balance issue here at all. It's just this little quirk of design that comes up from time to time in certain games, and Heroes Unlimited is one of them, where there's like this little friendship tax. Whenever you use your powers in a way that is not for like killing monsters or stopping criminals, there's that little bit of like tax, that little bit of extra effort or resource cost to use your abilities in a way that is friendly and helpful instead of to fuck people up. And it's just a strange quirk. Anyway, the dumbest thing on this page and the moral of this story is it's hard to cook a human being alive, but it's harder to have a fun time on a skiing trip, which is why I personally recommend doing neither one. I am a vegetarian. I spend my winters drinking hot chocolate in my own goddamn living room. It's cheap and it's fun as hell. Join me next time as we turn from the one firepower that is friendly and cozy to a fire-powered superhero who is anything but on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big chunk for your binging convenience. Contact or check out the show wherever you want. It is Mega Dumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. And if you like my tiny little podcast, consider giving me a tiny bit of money at ko-fi.com/megadumb. That is ko-fi.com/megadumb. MDC, Palladium Books, Heroes Unlimited, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Sambita. This season's theme song is To the Top by Midair Machine, whose work you can find at freemusicarchive.org/music/askagain. That's ask again, two words with a space in between. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.